visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you know, you had an opportunity last night against Coffeyville. You're leading 14-12. They had an 8-minute drive there defensively, and then you're able to get the ball back, but then throw an interception and return for 6, and then just seemed like things just kept on going downhill. But also, you know, Ryland had that 93-yard touchdown return, kind of gave you guys a little spark there in the second half. But also, I think a big factor in that game in the second half last night that resumed was Coffeyville's Keaton Jones. They were able to move him around on both sides on the line, and seemed like he caused a lot of havoc on that defense.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with Keaton. You know, he does a great job, and I think their coaching staff, hats off to those guys. They do a great job of scheming him up too. I think that with him, I think the biggest thing, honestly, he was the first one off the bus. They wanted us to know that he was going to play. They made that very evident, you know, in the warm-ups and everything. And I think that really more than anything, I don't think it scared us, but what it did is that gave them a spark. You know, I think when we ended Friday night, we kind of had them reeling. There were some guys on their team that were cramping. They're guys that, you know, their athletes were playing both ways. So were ours, but we just kind of felt like we had that momentum. And then after 2 days, you know, and just playing basically a one half of football, they were able to come out, sustain a long drive, you know, run the ball, you know, behind a future SEC offensive lineman, which credit to them. I mean, I'd do the same thing if I had the opportunity. Hats off to those guys. And, you know, like you said, start off, we end up forcing a fumble, defense bent, but didn't break necessarily. And then we go and screw it up. We got to do a better job of, we knew we were going to have to take some shots, you know, with them being cover zero, when we hit a bubble sucker, what we call sucker, a tunnel screen fake. We hit one of those to Owen Ruge on Friday, and we were going to do it out of a different look. Came out and ran that and thought we had the look that we wanted, just a ball a little underthrown, and Micah knows that. He's going to play a lot of football here. So, we're going to rally behind him and continue to support him and just looking forward to now a good week of practice and getting after Topeka High.
Owen Ruge was really good in this football game. Threaded the needle on that far sideline with that long touchdown reception there. And this is a newbie to the bunch, and really did some good things, offensively. First two career touchdowns.
Yeah, and he's still learning. There's a lot of nuance that goes into receiver, especially with our system when we're running some run and shoot type concepts where. We're reading space and capped uncapped and those sort of things. So we don't do a lot, but what we do is has some nuance to it. And he's still learning the ropes. But we're just really, really excited about him. I told him after the game, we wish we had him last year, but we hope he finishes the season strong and then, continues that into his baseball season in the spring.
What are some of the positives you take away from this?
Obviously plays are there. We just got to be more consistent. We got a young core group of guys, and the big thing that I told to him after, we got to learn how to stand up from adversity. We have to know how to come back from a loss, my motto, and these guys all know that, is when something bad happens, make something good happen, and to play hard and play fast and play for each other. And I feel like at times that kind of got lost and guys are getting caught looking at the scoreboard and not necessarily, playing for each other. So we got to do a better job of that.
Visiting with Emporia High head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, it's homecoming week and no one playing last night. Hopefully, there's not a lot of nervous jitters or distractions this week. It's especially with homecoming and having to play a half last night, and now you're getting ready to take on a Topeka High team with Coach Phil Beck, who comes up from Augusta, and they're 3-0 right now.
Yeah, Coach Philbeck's awesome. I know him from when I was at Heights in 2015, 16, 17. We used to go over to Augusta during the summer and work some 7-on-7 stuff with him. He's a great coach. And so excited to be able to, to maybe go ruin his plan, so to speak. But no, he's a great guy and a better coach, or better, but good coach and better guy, I guess I should say. But there's going to be some distractions this week. We're just going to try to, just try to make these memories the best they can. I know there's going to be a bonfire and some different group activities and stuff on Wednesday. Other than that, you know, the kids just kind of have fun throughout the day. They're dressing up as different things, you know, throughout, and then, you know, maybe we can get a homecoming king here at the end and just see how that goes with maybe Kobe or whoever else. I think there's one other guy, but I haven't been paying too much attention.
RJ.
Yeah. I haven't been paying too much attention to that, but he'll, you know, maybe one of those guys will win and we can send those guys off the right way. Again, we got to have a great week of practice. I know short turnaround, but our coaches worked their butts off, this weekend, pretty much, planning for a second half against Coffeyville while simultaneously, planning for a Friday against Topeka. And so, you know, hopefully, you know, we can hit the ground running this week.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night with Topeka High. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Emporia High Head Football Coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, Next Tech Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.